Hello everyone, we're very excited about where we are today. You probably not know where it is because it's almost a secret location. This is the old DeLorean test track. 40 years ago, 1981, almost to the day, just at the end of January of that year, the first DMC-12s came out of the production line and were tested on this very track that we're standing on today. It's virtually unrecognizable. If you see old photographs of the track 40 years ago, there's no trees. It's all just open plan and the DeLorean factory over here to my right. Really, really excited to be here. And those cars, of course, would have been tested on this track. You'll notice here that the embankment behind me, which is a lot steeper than it looks, believe me, and there's chicanes and rumble strips and all sorts of things to test out the DMC-12. 9,000 of them were made between 1981 and the end of 1982, and they were tested, as we say, on this very track. Really excited to be here. Tested, of course, for suspension, for braking, for handling, and all of those different things that are so, so important for car safety. And then if there was any mistakes or anything that needed to be changed, that could all have been changed and looked at again as the cars were produced. The DeLorean test track. But friends, life itself is not a test track. It's not a trial run. Life is the real thing. We're not going to have an opportunity at the end of life to survey all of the mistakes and problems we made and then put them right at some other time. We have got one shot at life, one opportunity to live this life, and it's not a trial run. This life that we're living on is not a test track. It's the real thing. Jesus Christ, our Lord, said you're either on the broad road that leads to destruction or you're on the narrow way that leads to life. It's the real thing. It's the real McCoy. It's not a trial run. It's not a dress rehearsal. As the words out of that old hymn say and put it so well, only one life, 'twill soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. The author to the epistle of the Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God. And the child of God, the Christian, has the wonderful confidence and the wonderful assurance that the race is set before them by a higher power, by a loving Father, a loving God who knows every twist, every turn, every corner, every hill, every valley. The race is set before us. And the Christian has the confidence that the Lord himself will be our guide and direct us throughout every twist and turn of life. This is the very first time in my life, probably be the last, that I'll stand on this spot of ground. I'm excited to see what's around the next corner on this test track. But you know, life is the real thing. I wonder today, have you started out on that narrow way that leads to heaven and home? Or are you still on the broad road that leads to a lost eternity? Maybe you have started, but you've got sidetracked, you've got delayed, you've maybe fallen out of the race, so to speak, you're on the sidelines, you're not running or going with God the way you once did. I encourage you to look on to the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Maybe you're not a Christian. Why not come to Christ today and start out in the road that leads to heaven and leads to home? But if you are a believer, you know the Lord as your own and personal Savior, why not be like the Apostle Paul and strive to win the prize? Towards the end of his life, as Paul was in the prison cell, he wrote his last letter to Timothy, and he says, I have finished my course, I have run the race. And he says, I know that now there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me in heaven. Let's all seek to do our best to finish the race well. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's the real thing. Let's make our lives count for God in these days. Thank you so much. And I want to thank a good friend who has given us official access to be here today. And we wish you God's richest blessing.